All right, let's move on to a happier topic. No more Pirates hitting, at least until Shelty's on at the top of the hour. Let's go with the Steelers draft and Garrett Podell from CBS Sports. Garrett, appreciate you joining us. You were great. We had you on before the draft. Coming out of it, I haven't heard or seen one negative grade for the Steelers. How do you feel about their draft?
Well, thank you so much for having me on. Happy to be back with you guys. I thought it was a great draft. I think, you know, the main issue was offensive line, and they hammered away at that first two picks. Troy Fontenot from Washington, who was the Pac-12 O-lineman of the year, can play left tackle, can play inside, probably slots at left tackle for the Steelers. And then Zach Frazier, who to me, the second best center prospect in the draft, four-time state wrestling champ. I think he brings a lot of great attributes to the table. And so that was a great start. And then I really like the value they got third, fourth round. Peyton Wilson had the injury issues, but was the best linebacker in college football last year. And then Mason McCormick out of South Dakota State, round four. I saw him in person at the East-West Shrine Bowl. I think he's got some upside to potentially be a starting guard in the NFL one day. So I really like the value, particularly up front.
Well, I think that was what they were trying to do, is make sure that they could go and bolster their offensive line. The other thing they needed to do was get some playmakers at receiver. Interestingly, Roman Wilson has been praised a lot more for his ability to block than anything else. What are the Steelers getting in him?
I think Roman Wilson can be a dynamic player, like you mentioned, played in a run-first offense at Michigan. But the few times that Michigan let J.J. McCarthy throw deep, and a lot of that was off of play action, Roman Wilson was on the receiving end of a lot of those passes. He's great going vertical downfield. Underneath routes, pretty strong as well. I think the intermediate game, I mean, Michigan didn't really have a really sophisticated intermediate from 10 to 22 yard passing game. That was really just runs, play actions, deep shots. But I think that's definitely something that he can help out with. And I think he can be a dynamic player out of the slot for Pittsburgh, who's got George Pickens on the outside.
I'm having a hard time figuring out how Peyton Wilson was on the board. Obviously injuries, but they're injuries from what now seems like his long ago past. I mean, he just played two straight full seasons. He's gigantic. I heard Luke Kuechly talking about him yesterday. Kuechly was like, this dude's bigger than me and runs as fast as wide receivers. This was a stunning pick to me, Garrett. Well, what did you think of this pick?
I can explain to you why he dropped. So during the NFL Network broadcast, the draft, Ian Rappaport, their lead insider, said Wilson, one of his knees, does not have an ACL in it. So that, you know, brings up existing concerns about durability, even though he did play the two straight healthy seasons that you mentioned. So probably some teams, just because of the medical, knocked him down off their board. However, this is not the first time the Steelers have taken a gamble on a player with this issue.
Right.
When they selected Hines Ward in 1998, medical people discovered he only had one ACL because of a childhood accident. He played 14 years for the Steelers, won two Super Bowls. So just because this is an issue doesn't mean it's going to necessarily impact him in his pro career. And the Titans took a running back last year out of Tulane, Tyjae Spears, in round three, among the same concerns. And he looked dynamic as a rookie. So it's not a death sentence. He's also a little older. He's going to be a 24-year-old rookie, but he was named the ACC Defensive Player of the Year and the Butkus Award winner for the best linebacker in college football. So, by and large, if you can keep him healthy, it's a great value in round three.
Yeah, I mean, Greg Lloyd didn't have an ACL either. Obviously, this didn't affect his speed. It didn't affect anything about his game. So I guess the fear then would be attrition over the long haul, something like that.
Sure.
I just don't see it. I can't believe that many teams just said no to him based on that, when you just turn on the tape.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if he doesn't have that injury concern, he's probably high second-round pick if there's no injury issue. So I think it's a great value for Pittsburgh, and he could probably, you know, be somebody you can factor into the linebacker rotation right away, and then maybe in a year or two, depending on how free agency and things shake out. I think he might be behind a Landon Roberts on the depth chart to start, but maybe he can push Roberts for that starting spot at the right inside linebacker position right away. But the linebacker core looks great. Patrick Queen drafted Peyton Wilson. You've got some other veterans. The front seven also looks pretty strong for Pittsburgh.
You look at the three other teams in the AFC North, and we were trying to figure this out yesterday, who had the best draft of the other three and who made themselves better. What did you like about those three teams?
Cincinnati, I thought, you know, their big thing is how can we protect Joe Burrow? So I liked what they did taking Amarius Mims, someone who we discussed on Thursday morning here about just the athletic potential that he has out of Georgia. I liked what they did there. Jermaine Burton, they took a wide receiver out of Alabama. He was pretty dynamic for them. Got one of the more underrated corners in the country out of TCU, Josh Newton. I've seen him play in person a number of times. He's a pretty good player. So I thought Cincy did pretty well. Baltimore, they went more of a defense heavy kind of draft, but which makes sense because they lost a number of players in free agency. And then we look at Cleveland, and I would probably say Cincinnati is probably my favorite draft out of the other three NFC North teams. I like them getting Mims right off the top. To me, dynamic potential as an offensive tackle, huge, really well balanced. I like the Burton pick in round three. Tight end Eric All, to me, is an untapped potential guy playing in a run-first offense at Iowa. I like the Newton pick. And Tanner McLaughlin, a tight end out of Arizona, I think he's a really great pass catcher. I like their value that they got up and down the board.
Paul, may I engage Garrett in a game of free association?
Absolutely. I think it's the best part of these interviews.
Garrett, here's how this works, if you're willing to engage. If not, I understand.
Always willing.
Quick questions and then really quick answers. Could be a yes or a no. Could be five words or less would be ideal. And I just have five of them. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Atlanta lost their minds with the Michael Penix move. Good move, bad move?
Yes, good move if no Kirk Cousins. Bad move with what they paid Kirk Cousins.
Baltimore got a future All-Pro in the cornerback Wiggins.
Hard to say, but I like his potential.
Saints made a wise move with Spencer Rattler.
Yes, 100%. Derek Carr is a little shaky.
Steelers getting Mason McCormick, the South Dakota State kid. They got a future starter at guard. Yes or no?
Yes.
And of all the first-round quarterbacks, the one most likely to bust and the one most likely to be a star?
Bo Nix, most likely to bust. Most likely to be a star. Probably Caleb Williams, but I really also like Drake May.
Garrett, you're a wonderful man. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much. Always fun stopping by and chatting with you guys.
Loved it. Garrett Padel, read his stuff at cbsports.com. Really good stuff. Coming up,